It started out like any other night. I live alone, have for a few years. It's a modest little apartment. Okay, it's actually more like a condo, reasonably priced to be affordable for someone like me who works as a secretary at an accounting firm. A pretty successful one, too. You may have heard of it, but I probably shouldn't say. I've worked there for about the same amount of time as I've lived here, and boy, have I seen some shit. Let's just say that my boss has displayed some questionable ethics. He's pretty cutthroat in his dealings. Then again, it's not surprising in a business like this. Anyway, I have this little tradition, sort of a nightly ritual of mine. See, when I was a kid, my parents used to watch ghost stories. Being a kid, you already start jumping at shadows during the night, so naturally that just made it worse. Like any parents, mine would check under the bed and such for me, but I always thought that there was something there. So, instead, I figured that they wouldn't actually try anything if they thought I knew they were there. So, every night before bed, I would say out loud, "I know you're there!" Naturally, since nothing would happen, I was convinced my little mantra worked. Such is the mind of an imaginative kid, right? So this went on over the years. Every night I'd say, "I know you're there," and go to sleep, sure that I was safe. Even after I had reached an age where I no longer feared monsters and ghosts, I still found myself saying it every night. Even today. Imagine a woman my age stuck to such a silly little tradition, right? But it was harmless, and it seemed to serve me well all these years. I guess it's sort of like a security blanket in some way. So tonight was the same deal. I was lounging on the couch in my nightgown, enjoying some TV before bed. I turn off the TV, turn off the lights, head into my bedroom and stop to say, "I know you're there," before heading to my bed. But tonight was different. I felt my body stiffen and my blood run cold, when for the first time ever, I heard a reply.
"I'm impressed. No one's ever sensed me that easily before."
I remained still as I heard the deep voice quietly respond. I held my breath to keep from sounding panicked and very slowly turned my eyes and head to see a man step into view. He was dressed in dark clothing, darkened further by the shadows in the corner of my room where he'd been hiding. There was a tense silence that followed. I couldn't let on that I had been bluffing. I had to try to keep my cool. Luckily, that's something you learn to do working as a secretary to a powerful accountant. So I turned to face them in the dark, putting on my best poker face. "Well, it's not often I have people over. After being alone for so long, you learn to tell the difference between a room that's empty and one that isn't."
"Fair enough. You're pretty calm for someone with a stranger standing in your bedroom."
"Well, tell me your name and you won't be a stranger anymore."
"Yeah, nice try."
"Worth a shot. Can you at least tell me what you want?"
"Well, if I were here for what I wanted, we'd be having a very different conversation. Sadly, I'm here on business."
And that is?" That's when I heard the snap of a switchblade, just as I saw the dim lighting through the window reflect off the steel. I threw my back against the wall behind me on reflex, not knowing where else to go.
You're here to kill me?"
"Nothing personal, babe. It's just business."
But why? I haven't done anything."
"Doesn't matter. I do what I'm paid to do."
"Paid? By who?"
Naturally, he didn't answer as he began walking towards me. The panic in me rose.
"Wait, how much? I'll counter it."
"Not likely, honey. I'm getting 5 figures for this."
"What? But who?"
My heart sank as it hit me. I didn't have to ask more than that. I already knew the answer. My mind fled back to a month ago. I had been doing some late-night filing for my boss. During my filing, I had gone into his office to check for anything I had missed. I saw some papers on his desk, and immediately wished I hadn't. They were a collection of documents illustrating the accounts of several clients who had died in the past year. He had been moving funds from those accounts into dummy holdings, and doing so gradually to avoid detection. He had been stealing money that rightfully belonged to the deceased clients' families. I had just realized this when my boss returned and found me in his office. He was furious. He kept questioning what I was doing, trying to find out if I had read the files. I lied and told him I hadn't, but I could tell he didn't believe me. He became very paranoid and suspicious of me after that. I slumped back against the wall as the realization settled in. I knew then that my fate was sealed.
That son of a bitch.
Hmm?
It was him, wasn't it? My boss. He paid you to kill me.
A greasy accountant? Yeah.
I should have expected something like this. But I didn't think even he'd go this far.
Yeah, well, guy's a prick. But he's a well-paying prick.
I felt numb. I just stood there, leaning against the wall in disbelief and despair. I vaguely heard his footsteps as he came closer. Before long, he had his body pushed against me, with the cold steel of his knife against my throat. The darkness of the room closed in on my mind, and I shut my eyes as everything fell deathly silent. I was almost certain I was already dead, that the knife had cut my throat and drained the life from me without my notice. But the silence was broken as his deep voice spoke to me.
You know, most women would be screaming their head off by now, or trying to put up a fight, or both.
What's the point? I don't have any chance of fighting you off or running away, do I? Even if I could get away, he'd just send someone else to kill me later. I'm just a secretary. What chance do I have? Just get it over with. I'd rather it happen now instead of having to look over my shoulder the rest of my life.
And so I waited, expecting any second to feel the sharp metal draw across my neck and end my life. But it never did. Instead, I heard his voice again.
Huh, you're a strange one.
Huh?
You know, I've been doing this a long time. Most of my marks are usually trying to bargain their way out of this by now, or pleading for their lives in the most pathetic way possible. You're the first one that hasn't been kicking and screaming bloody murder. At least, one that wasn't asleep.
So?
Dunno. Guess I got used to expecting it. Kind of thrown me for a loop here.
If you're still expecting it, forget it. Just get it over with already.
Yeah? Well, when you put it like that, then maybe I don't want to now.
I felt him pull the knife away from my neck when he said that. I stood there with my mouth hung open. Not that he could see it in the dark. I was just stunned. But then I was pissed.
What the hell is this? Some sick mind game?
Maybe. Maybe not.
You son of a bitch!
Now that's more like it.
My anger got the better of me and I started fighting back. Naturally, he was stronger, but he still seemed to exert some effort to keep me pinned against the wall.
Wow. You're stronger than you look.
Fuck you!
During the struggle, I slid sideways over the wall, slamming into the side of my vanity. The lamp on it fell over onto the floor with the impact knocking the switch on. Light suddenly washed over us both, and we both went still. The face I was met with in the light hadn't been what I expected. I assumed he was some bruised, scarred, disgusting thug. Instead, I saw a face that was surprisingly handsome. I felt my heart pound even more furiously than it already had been from the adrenaline rush, and I felt burning heat involuntarily flood into my cheeks. There was a silence as he appeared to have an equally stunned reaction to the sight of me in the light.
Holy shit.
What?
You're beautiful.
What?
You heard me. You're beautiful. Well, I mean, absolutely fucking beautiful.
My heart jumped and my cheeks burned hotter. I was completely shocked by what he said. Admittedly, part of me liked hearing that. Really liked hearing it. But I was also still pissed off.
So what?
His only response was pulling me away from the wall. I tried to break free on instinct, but he had an iron grip on my wrists. Part of me wondered what he was planning, but I was too busy struggling to voice it. I soon got my answer. My body bounced against the mattress as he pushed me down onto my bed, pressing his body down on top of mine. Alarms rang in my head as his face drew towards mine. I tensed, feeling like my heart was about to explode. I could smell his breath as it washed over my face, and it wasn't at all unpleasant. My head spun and I felt trapped. Not because he had me under him, but because I didn't know how to react.
Why does he want you dead?
What?
You heard me. You know who wants you offed. Do you know why?
What the hell does it matter?
Do you fucking know or don't you?
I have a pretty good idea. I'm betting it was because I saw some papers on his desk that I shouldn't have. Proof he's embezzling funds from deceased clients.
There was a tense silence in which neither of us spoke or moved for what seemed like an eternity. Then I heard him scoff in what seemed like aggravation.
Son of a bitch. Fucker waste my time with shit like this.
What?
Your boss told me he wanted you gone because you were blackmailing him.
What? With what?
Fuck if I know. He just told me you were a threat to his whole company because of it and offered me $20K to kill you. And hopefully make it look like an accident.
I just stared at the man in shock. One, because I couldn't believe that bastard boss of mine was making me out to be the villain here. And two, because I couldn't believe he was actually telling me all this.
Don't get me wrong, babe. I ain't a saint. I've killed a whole lot of people over the years. But I always made sure it was for a good reason. Plus, I don't like being lied to.
An assassin with morals. It almost sounds cliché. So you think I'm the one telling the truth?
Considering it looks more like you really got nothing to lose or gain by telling me, I'm more inclined to believe you than him.
Yeah, well, I'm not getting my hopes up over it. I'm betting you're gonna kill me anyway now that I've seen your face.
That would be how this usually works, yeah.
All I could do then was sigh in dismay. I closed my eyes, once more awaiting death to take me. What I got instead was him pushing against me further and pressing his lips to mine aggressively. My eyes flew open and I began struggling on instinct, but I quickly stopped and closed my eyes again. My heart raced violently and I found myself kissing him back, unable to help myself. His kisses were primal, savage, animalistic, and I fucking loved it. Blood rushed through me hotter and faster than I ever remembered feeling before, sending that heat right between my legs. As if sensing this, his hips pushed into mine. I moaned into his mouth as I felt the bulge in his pants through my nightgown. That's when he broke the kiss. I gasped as though my lungs had been stripped of oxygen. I heard him chuckling and opened my eyes again, finally. The grin he was showing me made me shiver as it sent another jolt of blood between my thighs.
Why did you do that?
Because I wanted to. And something tells me you wanted it too.
I was silent, Any response I tried to make became jumbled in my throat.
You know, you're obviously not a virgin. I can tell that much. But I'm willing to bet it's been a while since you've been fucked. Really fucked.
What are you talking...
It's obvious, you know. I can see it all over your face. The red cheeks, your dazed, glassy eyes, the way your chest is heaving right now. You're a girl who likes it rough.
What? No, I...
No need to be ashamed about it, sweetheart. Nothing wrong with liking some raw, hard, wild sex. And judging from the look on your face, you want it bad. Must have been a long time since a real man gave you what you need.
His hands pushed my wrist harder into the sheets as he began to rub his hips against mine. I moaned again, unable to hold it back. He was right. Every word of it was true. I liked raw, rough sex. I loved it, craved it. And it felt like an eternity since the last time I'd had it. And now here was a handsome, strong man pinning me to my bed and grinding against me. I knew what this was leading to, and I didn't care anymore. I didn't care who this man was or that he was here to kill me. I wanted him. I fucking wanted him. And so I gave in, letting everything spill out.
Yes, you're right. I can't remember the last time I've really been fucked by a real man. And you're right. I want it. I want it so fucking bad. I don't care that you're going to kill me. Just fuck me first. I don't care what happens after that.
Beg for it first.
Please. Please. Please fuck me. I need it. I need to be fucked like the slut I am.
Damn. Guess this won't end up being a bad job after all. Don't move.
I stayed still as he let go of my wrists. I wondered why for a moment until he held up his switchblade. He brought it up to my face a moment and gently ran the flat side of it along my cheek. I shivered in response. Not out of fear, but excitement. I continued to shiver as I felt the flat, cold steel trail over my jaw and down my neck, passing my collarbone and eventually sliding along my cleavage. He stopped at the neckline of my nightgown a moment, looking me in the eyes. He held my gaze as he slipped the blade under the fabric and pulled downward, slicing the fabric cleanly in half. He watched me as I moaned softly upon feeling the nightgown being cut open. A wide grin spread on his lips as he continued until he had reached the end of the garment stopping along my thighs. He then pulled it open to look at my body, his eyes fixing upon my naked breasts. He licked his lips, almost appearing to drool at the sight of them. He wasted no time in clamping a hand over one of them and gripping it roughly. He forced another moan out of me and his grin widened. He gripped the flesh tight as his palm began grinding into it. Then I felt the cold of his blade press down onto my other nipple. My eyes rolled back as they closed and I moaned hungrily. That's when I heard him let out a deep, lecherous laugh.
Fuck. You're a kinky bitch, aren't you?
I looked up at him again, unable to answer.
I'd like to see what other kinks you have. But sadly, I don't have the time. So we'll be making this quick.
His blade left my breast and I felt it slide under my panties, quickly cutting them apart. The action pulled another moan from my throat. Then he caught me off guard by pressing the flat of the blade hard against my clit. I moaned, or rather shrieked, at the action. He laughed again as I panted.
Yeah, now. Don't go coming already. Not when we barely just started.
After pulling the blade and the shreds of my underwear away, I watched him unzip his pants. From the angle I was laying and the lack of light in the room, I couldn't get a very good look at him. Then again, he didn't leave much time to. No sooner had he unzipped than I felt him drive into me balls deep in a single stroke.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, you're tight. It has been a while for you, hasn't it? Fuck you, Brett. Yeah. You're fucking loving this, aren't you?
Yes, yes. Oh, fuck, yes.
Tell me. Tell me how much you're loving this, you horny little bitch.
I love it. Fuck, oh god. It feels so fucking good. Stop.
Beg for it. Beg me to fuck you. Beg me to keep fucking you.
Please. Please, please don't stop. Please, I fucking need it. Oh god, please.
Fuck. Come already? Too bad, because I'm not done with you yet. Turn over. Get on your knees. Let me see that ass. You like that?
Yes.
Like that feeling? That sting against your ass? Reminding you what you are? Telling you who you belong to?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. What?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good girl. Get up. Get against the wall. Yes. Yeah. This ass belongs to me now. This ass. This cunt. These tits. Your hair. Your neck. I've marked you. You're all fucking mine. Your whole fucking body's mine. Close, slut. Are you gonna come?
Yes. Yes, I'm close.
Don't you dare come yet. Not without my permission.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to come?
Yes. Yes, please. I want to come.
Beg for it.
Please. Please, sir. Please let me come. I'm so close.
Not yet. You wait until I tell you to come. Not before.
Yes, sir. Oh,
Are you ready, baby? You ready to come for me?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Do it. Come now. Come.
Numbness overcame me immediately as I blacked out from the intensity of my orgasm. I couldn't remember having ever come that hard in my life. But of course I hadn't expected to wake up after that either. I had fully expected my life to have ended right there. But I'm sure you can tell by now that I did wake up. After recovering from some disorientation, I sat upright in my bed, seeing my room still left in disarray. It took me a minute to remember what all had happened. When I did, my next feeling was naturally confusion. Why was I still alive? As the question repeated in my head, I eventually noticed a piece of paper lying beside me with writing on it. I picked it up quickly and read the few words scratched on it.
Don't worry about your boss.
The message only made me more confused. Why did he let me live? What did he mean about my boss? All I had going through my head were questions on top of questions. But as I recalled the night's events once more, my heart raced. Not from fear, but desire. It was like waking from a fantasy I had always had, as if it had been brought to life. Well, in truth, it had, but certainly not how I'd ever expected. I called in sick to work that morning. Lord knew I wasn't up to facing my boss after learning he'd paid to have me killed. I took the day to clean up the mess in my room, shower, and then sit and process what happened. When I finally managed the courage to go back to work 2 days later, I received a shock. My boss hadn't come in the 2 days I'd been gone either. In fact, he remained missing until police found him nearly a week later, when they pulled him and his car out of the river. Seems his brakes had gone out and sent him through a barricade right into the water. It was a surprise that no one else had witnessed the accident. Accident. Yeah. It didn't take long for me to put two and two together. Naturally, I was one of several questioned in the incident, but I was never made a suspect. Still, it left me shaken. All I could ask was why. Why did he let me live? Why did he kill my boss instead? Was it because of that night? That was the only thing that made sense. But considering the man was a professional assassin, I didn't want to assume I had been some special case. I honestly didn't know what to think. Days later, I was staring at my reflection in the bathroom mirror, my fingers absentmindedly brushing over the red mark on my neck. I had worn a silk scarf to hide it while at work, but whenever I came home, I would stare at it in the mirror for long periods at a time. Every time I did, the memory flooded back to my mind. And I felt my heart race. I found my body aching with want every time I recalled that night. I wanted more, and I kept wondering if I would ever see that man again. I switched off the lights and headed into my room for the night, once more uttering those familiar words.
I know you're there.
Do you really?
I found myself gasping and spinning around towards the voice behind me. The next thing I knew, a pair of strong arms had wrapped around me and warm lips were pressed aggressively to mine. I eased in his grasp, succumbing to his lips willingly. He held the kiss a few moments before pulling back to whisper.
Miss me?
I tried to reply, but I kept tripping over my own tongue.
I didn't.
I didn't think you'd see me again, did you?
No, I really didn't.
Why not?
Well, you're an assassin. I didn't think you'd bother coming back now that the job is over.
You think it's over?
I tensed, feeling a swell of fear start to build at his question.
Ease up there, babe. I'm not going to kill you. Unless you give me a reason to.
Then, what did you mean by...
I don't call a job complete until I collect payment. Seeing as how your boss lied to me, that changed things. You went from being my mark to being my new employer. And since I basically saved you from future headhunters, I'd say that makes your life mine by right.
I tensed again, not sure where he was going with this.
And I figure since your life is owed to me,
I should make a point of coming by now and then to collect. So you should make sure that you keep your schedule open.
What do you mean?
I moaned at feeling his hand grasp a breast roughly through my new nightgown, and his breath washed against my neck as he whispered into my ear.
I think you know exactly what I mean.
His lips trailed down my neck and stopped to lick and suck right upon the mark he'd previously made. I couldn't help but moan.
Besides, I already told you your body is mine, didn't I?
My whole body trembled when he said that, and not out of fear. I felt my whole body washing over with desire.
Well...
Yes, you did.
I trust you don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't.
Good.
I felt him lift me off my feet then, carrying me over and practically throwing me down onto the bed before dropping his body over mine like a blanket.
Because I'm here to collect tonight.
His hands clawed at my gown impatiently. It caused me to moan involuntarily again. Yet there was still a lingering question.
Wait.
What?
Please, can I at least know your name?
Sorry, babe. No can do.
Then, what do I call you?
Well, if you really need to call me something, just call me Sir. Or better yet, call me Master.
I trembled heavily at that, a soft moan escaping. That was all it took. I wasn't going to argue with him. I didn't want to. I surrendered myself to him completely.
Yes, Master.
Good girl.
As you can imagine, what followed was a wild night. With no hurry, he had all the time he wanted to use my body over and over and over again. He was even wilder than before, and showed me depraved new things I hadn't even thought of yet. And I loved every fucking moment of it, regardless of how sore it left me the next morning. And that's how it's been since. He comes in the night and is gone before sunrise. I never know where he is, never know when to expect him. But every night, I lock everything up, turn out the lights, stand in my room and say, I know you're there. And I wait, I hope, for a reply.